Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses a world summit organized by a private TV channel in New Delhi, says India of today is a fast-growing economy and is in no mood to stop. Prime Minister Modi discusses with his Sri Lankan counterpart measures to strengthen cooperation in various fields, including education and technology. India asks G20 nations to work together to address the developmental needs of Global South. 7 Pakistani soldiers killed in a suicide attack by militants near the Afghan border. And in hockey, India defeat hosts Malaysia to progress to the final of the Sultan of Johor Cup men's hockey tournament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that India is not in the mood to stop today and will neither pause nor slow down. Speaking at a summit organized by a private media house, Mr. Modi said 140 crore Indians will move forward together with full momentum. He pointed out that as the world faces various roadblocks and speed breakers, it is only natural to talk about an unstoppable India.
बीते 11 वर्षों में भारत ने हर आशंका को ध्वस्त किया है, हर चुनौती को पस्त किया है। आज भारत अब फ्रेजाइल 5 से बाहर निकलकर टॉप 5 इकोनॉमीज में से एक बन गया है। आज इन्फ्लेशन 2% से नीचे है और ग्रोथ रेट 7% से ज्यादा है। आज चीप से लेकर शीप तक चारों तरफ आत्मनिर्भर भारत, आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ भारत है।
Prime Minister Modi said the entire world today sees India as a reliable, responsible and resilient partner.
इलेक्ट्रॉनिक से लेकर फार्मा तक, ऑटोमोबाइल से लेकर मोबाइल मैन्युफैक्चरिंग तक निवेश की लहर भारत में आ रही है। यही इन्वेस्टमेंट भारत को ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन का एक नर्व सेंटर बनाने में मदद कर रहा है। इस समिट में आप एज ऑफ द अननोन इस विषय पर चर्चा कर रहे हैं। दुनिया के लिए एज ऑफ द अननोन एक अनसर्टेन चीज हो सकती है, लेकिन भारत के लिए ये अपॉर्चुनिटीज का गेटवे है।
So Prime Minister extended Diwali greetings to everyone. Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, Dr. Harini Amarasuriya, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi extended a warm welcome and conveyed that her visit would impart fresh momentum to the historic and multifaceted India-Sri Lanka ties. Mr. Modi recalled his state visit to Sri Lanka in April this year, during which he held fruitful discussions with Sri Lankan President Anuraga Kumarasamy, covering all areas of cooperation. The two leaders discussed measures to strengthen cooperation in a number of areas, including education, technology, innovation, development, cooperation, and welfare of fishermen. Foreign Affairs Minister of Egypt, Dr. Badr Abdelati, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. Prime Minister conveyed his congratulations to President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi for Egypt's crucial role in the Gaza peace agreement and expressed hope that it would lead to lasting peace in the region. Mr. Abdelati briefed Prime Minister Modi on the first India-Egypt strategic dialogue held during his visit. The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction at the progress being achieved in various areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade, technology, energy, defense, and people-to-people ties. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back to the World News. 7 Pakistani soldiers were killed in a suicide attack by militants near the Afghan border today. Pakistani security officials said the soldiers were killed in an attack on a Pakistani military camp in North Waziristan, which also left 13 injured. They said while one militant rammed an explosive-laden vehicle into the boundary wall of the military camp, two others tried to get into the facility and were shot dead. In Bangladesh, July National Charter was signed today at the South Plaza of the National Parliament building in Dhaka. However, the event was overshadowed by violent protests, tight security and widespread political boycotts. Chief Advisor Professor Muhammad Yunus signed the charter on behalf of the interim government alongside leaders of several political parties. The document is intended to serve as a framework for democratic reforms, justice for victims of state violence, and preparations for national elections. In Bangladesh, the area surrounding Parliament in Dhaka turned into a scene of violent confrontation today as protesters clashed with police and security forces while attempting to rally ahead of the signing of the July National Charter. The demonstrators, comprising those injured in the July uprising of 2024 and families of the slain, gathered near the Parliament premises on the Manik Mia Avenue for a sit-in. Tensions escalated when military and police personnel barred the protesters from entering the Parliament complex. An explosion at an 8-story apartment block in Romania's capital, Bucharest, collapsed floors, killing 3 people and injuring 14 today. The blast also broke windows at a nearby high school. According to local media reports, the explosion completely collapsed 2 floors in the building and affected other apartments below. The cause of the blast was not immediately known. Firefighters ordered evacuations for all the 108 apartments in the block over fears it could collapse. The UN World Food Programme, WFP, said today it has brought about 560 tons of food per day on an average into Gaza since the Israel-Hamas ceasefire took effect, but that still fell short of the scale of need in the enclave. WFP spokesperson Abir Itefa said reporters in Geneva that the ceasefire has opened a narrow window of opportunity and WFP is moving very quickly and swiftly to scale up food assistance. The WFP said it had not begun distributions in Gaza City, pointing to the continued closure of 2 border crossings, Jikim and Erez, with Israel in the north of the enclave where the humanitarian crisis is most acute. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav has said that global challenges like climate change and environmental degradation can be countered only through a spirit of cooperation, collaboration and commitment. He was addressing the closing ceremony of the G20 Climate and Environmental Sustainability Working Group ministerial meeting in South Africa today. In his remarks, Mr. Yadav stated that it is the responsibility of G20 nations, which represent over 80% of the global GDP and human population, to work together as a team to address the developmental needs of the global south. He added that the approach to deal with diverse environmental issues has to be pragmatic and inspiring. India defeated host Malaysia by 2-1 in their final pool stage match today to progress to the final of the Sultan of Johor men's hockey tournament in Johor, Malaysia. India went into the halftime with 1-0 lead with a goal from Gurjot Singh in the 22nd minute. Malaysia's goal was scored by Navinesh Panikkar in the 43rd minute, but 5 minutes later, Saurabh Anand Kushwaha converted a penalty corner for India to secure the win and set up a summit clash against Australia tomorrow. In badminton, top seed Tanvi Sharma has advanced to the women's singles semi-finals of the BWF World Junior Championships in Guwahati, ensuring a medal for India. Tanvi Sharma thrashed Japan's Saki Matsumoto 13-15-15, 9-15-10 in a hard-fought quarter-final contest. However, Unnati Hooda bowed out after going down 12-15, 13-15 to second seed Anya Pat Pichitporn of Thailand. A 5.5 magnitude earthquake struck northern Afghanistan this evening, marking the 4th quake to hit the country in less than a month and the 2nd quake to hit the country in less than 12 hours. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, USGS, the tremor occurred 47 kilometers northwest of Khandur at a depth of 43 kilometers. No immediate damages or casualties were reported. Earlier in the day, an earthquake of magnitude 4.3 struck Afghanistan at a depth of 10 kilometers. The tremors were felt in parts of eastern Afghanistan, including regions near the border with Pakistan. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses a world summit organized by a private TV channel in New Delhi, says India of today is a fast-growing economy and is in no mood to stop. Prime Minister Modi discusses with his Sri Lankan counterpart measures to strengthen cooperation in various fields, including education and technology. India asks G20 nations to work together to address the developmental needs of Global South. 7 Pakistani soldiers killed in a suicide attack by militants near the Afghan border. And in hockey, India defeat hosts Malaysia to progress to the final of the Sultan of Johor Cup men's hockey tournament. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.